You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined as always by my friends and colleagues, Todd Youngblood and Carol Flammer. Carol, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning. I'm great.
Todd, how are you?
I am almost as great as Carol. Almost.
Outstanding. Did you guys have a fun July 4th?
I did. Just had a bunch of folks over to the house.
Had a great time.
Deck and my grill worked out.
Outstanding. Carol,
did you? Oh, you were there?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can tell it was a good party.
It was fantastic. Saw great fireworks and just hung out around the house.
Outstanding. Well, we got a great show today, guys. I want to welcome our first guest. I want to say hello to Jennifer Landers, who's the marketing director with Newland Communities. Welcome to the show, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Before we get into it, Jennifer, take a second and tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Okay. Well, I've been in the real estate industry for the past 14 years, and I've spent the last 9 years with Newland Communities, covering Georgia and parts of Virginia, and most recently, Sterling on the Lake in Flowery Branch of Atlanta.
So Jennifer, I know Sterling on the Lake is a magnificent development. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Well, Sterling has been designed as a true lakeside village. We have 75 acres of central lakes in the community, and we're on 1,000 acres. We're going to have just under 2,000 homes when we're finished in Sterling on the Lake. We have, like I said, an abundance of amenities in the community, and you can boat and fish on the lake. We have numerous parks and trails throughout the community. We have a waterfall, basketball courts, tennis courts, a gorgeous clubhouse. We even have a 28,000 square foot library in the community with a cafe inside.
Cool. Now that library is just for the community itself?
No, it's actually a county library, but it's inside the community of Sterling on the Lake.
That's very cool. Yes. I mean, I love libraries, always have. Tell us a little bit about the homes themselves.
Okay. Well, we have homes that range from the 150s all the way up to over 500,000. We have townhomes, we have single family homes, and we even have a few lake home sites that are available for custom homes as well. So we have 5 home builders out at Sterling right now, and there are 5 different models that you can choose from. We have single-story ranches, and all 2-story homes, and 1.5. We have basically something for every kind of family.
Well, I know that you have fabulous homes at Sterling on the Lake, but I think one of the reasons that people really buy there is the lifestyle because of all the events you have. What are some of the events that are planned for this summer?
Oh, we have some great events. We actually, you're just talking about 4th of July, just had a fireworks festival at Sterling on the Lake, and we have summer concerts going on. We had a fine arts festival just a few weeks ago, and we also have summer camps, and then later in the fall, we have a hot air balloon festival that we bring people out from across the country to come see our great hot air balloons.
Those are fun.
Yes.
And you could see them. When I was a kid, I always wanted to chase them.
Yeah.
And of course, I still do, I guess. But back to the homes, Jennifer. How about some amenities? What kind of things are inside?
Yeah, sure. Well, like I said, we have 75 acres of lakes and the trails and all the boating access. We have a movie theater inside our clubhouse. We have a fitness center. We have a full-time activities director, all kinds of clubs and activities and events for families of all ages. We also have a really neat children's treehouse, a 3-story treehouse that the kids can play in and have birthday parties in. We have a boat dock and boat launches along the lake, as well as basketball courts, and we do the USTA and the Alta tennis, and we also actually had one of our mixed doubles teams go to nationals last year and for our tennis groups as well.
How large a boat can you have out there, and what kind? Is it just sailboats? Or
anything non-gasoline powered on the lake. So canoes, kayaks, small fishing boats, things of that nature.
Well, that'd be fun. That'd be fun.
Yeah. What about, so you've got a lot going on in the community, but what about shopping and restaurants that are nearby?
We are very close to a lot of shopping. We actually have Stonebridge Village that's 2 miles away with over, I think they have 500,000 square feet of shopping just right up the street. And then if you leave our back entrance of the community, we're just 1 mile or one exit north of the Mall of Georgia. So that's close by with hundreds of thousands of, you know, shopping and et cetera.
I love the Mall of Georgia. It's got some huge, well, it's huge, and then it has some huge, you know, retail outlets within it.
Yes, it does. And the Gwinnett Braves are right there by the Mall of Georgia as well.
Well, I'll tell you that every time I hear Gwinnett, they just repeat the same kind of things. Maybe it's slowly sinking in, but that sounds like a neat area to be.
All right. We'll be back with Jennifer Landers after this commercial break.
Buying a new home can be a stressful process, and keeping track of all the essential elements involved in your purchase can be overwhelming. But the most important feature to include in your new home is something you can't see at all, a comprehensive home warranty. Professional Warranty Service Corporation provides an insured warranty program to home builders that guarantees your new home adheres to specific construction standards for a full 10 years. Builders in our program adhere to high standards, and we're proud to work with them. Ask your builder about the PWC program. Learn more at pwsc.com or call 1-800-850-2799. All right, and we're back with Jennifer Landers, Marketing Director with Newland Communities.
So Jennifer, you've shared all the great activities for kids and families, and certainly Sterling on the Lake attracts a lot of families with kids, but you also attract a completely different market demographic. Tell us about that group and why they love Sterling on the Lake.
Oh, sure. We actually are very excited. The Springs just opened this past fall, October, with an active adult age-targeted section of the community. So they have single-story and one-and-a-half-story homes, low-maintenance homes in this area, and they have access to everything that Sterling has to offer, and they can be around the families. We actually have families that live, the grandparents live in the community, and the children and the grandchildren live in the community. So three generations live in one community altogether.
That is such a great idea. I remember, I mean, this is years ago, my grandparents moved into the called active adult at the time, but it was all one age demographic, which was nice for them. But I remember them always complaining about it, as they didn't have that mixture and the variety of different people and lifestyles and kids and grandchildren. I think that whole idea of designing the community that way is brilliant. Nothing short of brilliant.
Well, I thought it was really interesting when she was talking about the active adult portion of the community, she was looking at you, and when she was talking about the family and the kids.
Thank you
she
for
was,
pointing that
she
out.
She was looking
her.
At me, Todd.
Well, I am active anyway. What does that say about you?
And you are an adult.
Okay. Well, wait a minute.
Chronologically anyway. Talk more about the inside of the house, like the kitchen, for example. You can tell by looking at me, I love to eat.
Well, we have a variety of floor plans that our builders offer, and they range in square footage from 1,800 square feet up to over 4,000 square feet. So you can get a mix of anything in between. You want the kitchen in the front, you want the kitchen in the back. You can. They have covered screen porches. They finish their basements. They're just gorgeous homes that you should definitely come see them.
Yeah, so the builders will work with you. That's
they
the
do.
Impression I'm getting.
Yes.
Now, talk a little bit about some of the builders that are in there.
Sure. Jim Chapman Communities is building in the Springs.
I would expect that.
And then Stonecrest Homes is also building in there. They have two-story and they have one-story homes. So they have homes that are geared more towards your first-time home buyer. They start in the 150s. And they have some of the smaller single-story homes that they just actually launched this past week. And then we also have two other builders that are geared more towards the larger families, D.R. Horton Homes and Peachtree Residential. So they have the larger homes, the 3, 4, 5-bedroom homes. And we also have some lake home sites that G&O Classic Homes is offering, as well as Jim Chapman Communities, or you could bring your own custom builder. So you could live along the lake of Sterling, the large lake in Sterling on the Lake, in a custom home.
I know one of the things that people worry about today is the development going to be complete? You know, is everything finished? Tell us how many homes you already have sold and occupied, and then, you know, are all the amenities already finished? You know, do people have any worries about Sterling on the Lake?
Sure. Well, we are actually about a third of the way through the community. We have a little over 650 homes that have closed so far out of the total of 2,000. And most of the amenities are actually already complete and in the community. There are two additional parks that are going to be added to the community, two more pools, tennis courts, playgrounds that are coming for future phases. But the main amenity center, the clubhouse, all the activities, multiple parks are already in place. And we actually just this past year added that new park I mentioned earlier, the 4.5-acre park. It wasn't even part of the original plan for the community. It was part that would enhance the entire community. So we added that to the community that was not even in the plan. So.
Well, is there anything else coming? I mean, this list goes on and on.
There's just always something to do at Sterling. No matter who you are, you can be involved. We have our Little Sprouts preschool group. We have, Todd, you would like our Romeos. They actually named themselves the Romeos, the retired old men that eat out.
Now, wait a minute. I can't tell if I'm thrilled to hear that or insulted. I'm not sure. I'm kidding.
But we have something for everybody out at Sterling.
Retired old men that like to eat out. Okay, I'm moving to Gwinnett. That's it. Sterling in the Lake is for me.
We're actually in Hall County. We're just over the Hall County line. So we're right there with all the amenities of Gwinnett, but we're in Hall County, so we have better taxes for you.
Oh, that's exciting. Everybody's looking for lower taxes.
Well, Jennifer, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about Newland Communities?
They can get in touch with us at our information center. It's open 7 days a week at 770-967-9777, or they can visit us on the web at sterlingonthelake.com.
Outstanding. Jennifer Landers, Marketing Director with Newland Communities. It's great to have you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps our first segment. We'll be back with our next guest after today's deal of the day.
Hey, Forrest, what time is it?
Well, Delaney, it's time for today's deal of the day.
All right, Carol, so what have you got for us?
So, Todd, I have a hot deal for summer, and I know you like hot deals. KM Homes is offering this deal through July 31st for any home sold, they will finish the basement for free.
Free man cave?
Free basement. Oh, that's impressive.
Free man cave, whoa. Free pool room, free home theater, free whatever. So, of course, that doesn't include what you're going to put in it. It would be, you know, carpet and walls and, you know, free finished basement. But if you want a home theater or you want a man cave and you want all that other extra stuff in there, I'm sure they can accommodate.
So, define for me, help me understand what they mean by finished basement. Is it just carpet and painting?
I think so. You know, instead of just, you know, typically when you buy a new home, the basement's just studs. You know, it's incomplete. It's just framing. So you would actually get, you know, rooms and walls and carpet and paint. And
that's a big deal. I mean, that's the hard time-consuming part of it.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
If you get that done already, then furnishing it is a heck of a lot easier and less expensive.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's a $29,000 value that they're providing. So, I mean, that would be the electrical.
$29,000. Yeah. Think about all the electrical. Yeah. that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of labor in there, too.
Well, thus the $29,000.
That's right.
But that's really awesome. And that's good for the whole month?
It's good through July 31st on any basement home sold. Of course, the house has to already have a basement. If you pick one of their houses built on a slab, they're not going to be able to help you out there. So it's got to be a house that's got a basement. And of course, they build all over Atlanta. You know, their most popular communities are in Forsyth and Johns Creek. And then they do have a couple of communities in Gwinnett as well.
I like Gwinnett. And I've always been on the northwestern side of town. I need to try that out one of these days. I am going to move.
Just be in Georgia, please. All we ask.
He's been saying he's going to move for a long time. I'm thinking he's crying wolf at this point.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Well, Carol, if it's $29,000 worth in the basement, what's the rest of the place look like? What kind of price range is the whole home?
Well, these are really nice single-family homes. They're luxurious and affordable, and they're priced from the mid-170s and up. So, again, very affordable in great areas of town, so lots of purchasing power there.
That price point plus the free basement, that's pretty unbelievable.
And really nice interior features also. Hardwood floors, granite countertops, spacious master suites, and a whole lot more. So it's just a great opportunity to get that basement so you can build out that man room or that home theater or that area for the kids to play and make their home giant mess that you can just shut the door and nobody sees.
Yeah, you know what? And with the whole market coming back, they're not going to be deals like this much longer.
No, I agree with that 100%.
All those prices are going to start going through the roof.
I think 2013 is going to be the end of deals in Atlanta, especially with inventory as low as it is. It's, you know, it's a great time to buy. There's some fantastic deals out there from builders, so it's time to buy, folks.
All right. Well, where can people get more information on this, Carol?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. They can go to kmhomes.com.
Well, that wraps today's deal of the day. All right, and we're back with our next guest. I want to welcome Phil Shear, who is the Vice President of Sales with Masterpiece Lighting. Welcome to the show, Phil.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be part of the show.
Well, it is a real pleasure to have you. Before we get into it, Phil, do take a second and tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Well, I've got into the lighting business in 1986 as an electrician in Cleveland, Ohio. My girlfriend at the time, wife now, brought me down to Atlanta, which continued to stay in the lighting business, and that's where I stand right now, still in the lighting business. It's a great business to be in, something new and exciting every day.
So tell us a little bit more about Masterpiece Lighting.
Well, Masterpiece Lighting, we've been in business for 8 years now. We have two showrooms, one in Roswell, one in downtown Atlanta, in Midtown. We are a basic spinoff of Georgia Lighting. If you've ever familiar with Georgia Lighting closed, and the employees of Georgia Lighting went right next door downtown and started Masterpiece Lighting. And we basically offer the same type of product, lighting consultation, also sell hardware, and plumbing.
Talk a little bit about how you design lighting. I mean, I know I'd want some different kind of lighting in the kitchen versus the living room versus the bedroom. Educate us a little bit.
Well, basically, you know, we try to layer lighting. So when we're designing it, we design it for both settings of intimate settings to task type settings. So you need task lighting to do cleaning, reading, food prep, things like that. But then when you're eating or you're entertaining, you want to be able to turn that light down or have different levels of light to accomplish that. So we do what we call layer lighting. Basically, it's something more than just walking into a room, turning a switch on, and having one big light up the whole room. You want to be able to have a little bit more control over that space. So that would involve either more switching or more different type of light fixtures.
So what are you seeing that are the trends today in lighting? Is the layered lighting one of the biggest trends? Are there certain fixtures that are really hot?
Well, I think layered lighting is more trendy now because it's also when you layer lighting, you can save energy. So you just don't have to have that one big light fixture on all the time. You can have that off and have smaller, more energy efficient type lights on when you don't need task type lighting. And also at the same time, you would also can control the way you control that lighting is become very popular with both timers, motion sensors, and dimmers. Something also very popular now is just the earth tone type light fixtures where you still have bronzes and burlap shades and different things like that are being used now.
I see Casablanca logo on your shirt there. Talk a little bit about that.
No, we sell a lot of ceiling fans. Ceiling fans certainly a big part of lighting, and it's also a big energy saving device to have a ceiling fan in the bedroom or in the living room. It can cut down on your air conditioning and heating costs. So we do sell a lot of ceiling fans also, and it's a big part of our design when we're designing lighting in a home.
You've mentioned a couple of times now energy efficiency. Mm-hmm. Are there certain things that homeowners should look for to, you know, cut down on their electrical bill as it relates to lighting?
Well, I think there's a lot of new light sources. LED is one of the hot buttons right now that we see a lot of customers come in asking for LED. But it's important that they understand what LED is and the different areas that it's really good in and some areas where it's not so good in still. Because it's still something that's new and is being developed out there. With LED, we can do a lot of different things, and we can also save a lot of energy using dimmers, motion sensors, and timers. And that's been a big thing that we've been doing a lot of work with.
All right, we'll be back with Phil Scheer after this commercial break.
Buying a new home can be a stressful process, and keeping track of all the essential elements involved in your purchase can be overwhelming. But the most important feature to include in your new home is something you can't see at all, a comprehensive home warranty. Professional Warranty Service Corporation provides an insured warranty program to home builders that guarantees your new home adheres to specific construction standards for a full 10 years. Builders in our program adhere to high standards, and we're proud to work with them. Ask your builder about the PWC program. Learn more at pwsc.com or call 1-800-850-2799.
All right, and we're back with Phil Scheer, Vice President of Sales with Masterpiece Lighting.
Phil, just before the break, you were talking about dimmer switches and controls and saving energy and thing. For someone that has an older home, like my house is 21 years old now, how hard is it to retrofit, and is it a good idea to try to do that?
Yes, it's very easy to retrofit into existing homes and existing wiring, and that's something that the manufacturers that we deal with have really fine-tuned is so that it can be easy to pull out that regular on-off switch and put a timer in and put a motion sensor in. So that closet light that your kids leave on all the time, you can pull that switch out, put a motion sensor in there or a timer, and that will go off after a certain amount of time because they always remember to turn the switches off, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, not. That kind of ties into your philosophy of we sell value, not just price. Tell us what that means to your customers.
You know, we offer a lot of service with what we sell, and then we back it up. And where you can walk into a lot of home centers and you basically walk down an aisle and it is what it is and they have what they have. and you grab it and you go to the cash register and you pay for it. What we do is we like to listen to the customer's needs and then build around that. And we try to give that customer a solution to what they're looking for, more than just something they would grab off the shelf and go with. And we special order a lot of things. We custom make a lot of products. If if someone bought something and it comes 12 inches with the factory, maybe my service guy can cut 6 inches off and make it smaller so it'll fit that customer's needs. And that's what we do.
You talked just now about a customer's needs. What about somebody like me who's too dumb to know what he needs? What kind of advice and counsel can you provide?
Well, I mean, it's very simple. With just sitting down and asking a few simple questions, we can guide you in the right direction on what you're looking for. A lot of our customers come in, they're not, say, savvy with lighting terms or electrical terms and that, but all of our staff, they've been around long enough, they understand these questions when they're asked, and then they can guide the customer in that right into the right product and the right solution.
You mentioned early on in the interview that you do things beyond lighting. Tell us a little bit about what else you do.
We sell architectural door hardware, hinges, locks, handle sets, and then we also sell mid to high-end plumbing. And we kind of have the same philosophy with that product as we do on the lighting side. One of the biggest collections we have is cabinet hardware. I probably have too much cabinet hardware, and it's one of those things that's very easy for a consumer to come in and just replace 50 knobs in their cabinets, in their kitchens, and all of a sudden they've got a brand new look in their kitchen. So that's something that we do very well with, is our hardware, our door hardware and cabinet hardware.
Phil, I'm always looking for a deal. What kind of deals do you have going on?
Well, we've got a lot of different deals going on. We have a lot of product right now is on sale. I got a lot, speaking of ceiling fans, I have a lot of ceiling fans that are 30 to 60% off. A lot of good ceiling fans like Emerson, Casablanca that are on sale. We've got a lot of light fixtures. We, in the lighting industry, we just had a market, a lighting market, so we've bought a lot of new product that's going to be coming in soon. So, of course, we got to make room for that. So we have a lot of markdowns, anywhere from 30 to 60% off.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, sounds like a good time to go buy some lighting, huh?
Exactly. And we also we deal with a lot of builders and trade professionals, and we offer a lot of different programs for them. And it's hard to offer just one program across the board, so we try to sit down with those trade professionals and tailor a program that would really work well for them.
Is one of the programs that you're actively involved with Builders Club?
It is. That is one of the programs we are very actively involved in, and we're very excited about that. Builders Club allows us to reward our trade customers back in a very easy fashion, and also allows us to, you know, have a little bit more connection with them. So it's really working out well for us.
Phil, I got to tell you, I've never thought in terms of lighting and fans and door hardware and plumbing fixtures all as one thing. I mean, is that a smart way to do it, or is that just happened to be the way your business has evolved?
No, it's a very smart way to do it, because I can give you an example of where we have a customer that will grab an outdoor lantern from our display and go hold it up to that front door entry set up in our showroom. So they're matching their entry sets with their lanterns, and also at the same time they'll grab a vanity faucet and then bring it down and look at it with a bath light. So the two really work well together, especially when it comes to finishes. There's so many finishes, you know. Oil rub bronze, there's probably 100 variations of it, but customers like to be able to look at the product together so that the finishes look good together.
All right, Phil, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about Masterpiece Lighting?
Well, we have a great website, www.masterpiecelighting.com, and we do have two showrooms, our showroom in Roswell at the corner of Mansell Road and 92, and then our showroom downtown is 558 14th Street. It's basically in Midtown at the corner of 14th Street and Northside Drive.
Outstanding. Phil Scheer, Vice President of Sales with Masterpiece Lighting. It was great to have you. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Well, it was our pleasure. All right. Well, you can find us on iTunes or AtlantaRealEstateForum.com. In fact, if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate you leaving us a positive customer review on iTunes. On behalf of our guests today, Jennifer Landers, Phil Scheer, my co-hosts Carol Flammer and Todd Youngblood, I'm Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.